Hi, this is Jacob Scher. Welcome to the Job Mob Podcast. Hi, everyone. In today's Job Mob Podcast, I bring you three job seekers. Two of them are former job seekers, and one of them is still job seeking. Now, the three people are Natasha Shine, who will tell you how she initially started with a bit of a classic strategy and then adapted to the social media era that we're now in for success. Then you'll have Doug Caldwell, who is still looking for a job and his next opportunity, as he says. And he will tell you about some of the really innovative things that he's trying that a lot of people are not doing. And it's actually interesting food for thought, especially for people who are trying to kickstart a job search that's been going on for some time, and they're looking for new ideas. And then finally, Israel Weiser, who will talk about how he moved from North America to Israel and what he needed to do to adapt in a new job market for job search success. So I hope you enjoy these stories, and I'll talk to you after the call, or after the stories, rather. Enjoy.
Hi. My name's Natasha, and my success story includes luck and using my social network in order to find my perfect job. When I knew I was going to look for a job, the first place I started was sending an email to all of my contacts. I sent about 300 emails to people that know me personally, explaining to them why I was looking for a job and what specifically I was looking for. And then I just briefly posted something on Facebook and LinkedIn, and within about a week, someone saw my LinkedIn, responded to me, and that's actually how I found this job. I'm now working in a startup that I love, in a position that's perfect for me, with a product that I completely believe in, and it's close to my home. So altogether, I would say mine's definitely a success story, because I use my social network in order to find this job, and I had a lot of luck and help in doing so. So that's my success story.
Hey there, Job Mob audience. Let me give you a couple ideas to help you in your job search. My name is Doug Caldwell, and I appreciate this opportunity to use Buckaroo and other social media outlets to get our message out. Don't have the success yet in finding my best next opportunity, but I'll find it sooner than later because I'm doing a few things differently. Hey, when you're a facilitator extraordinaire and also doubling as a social media maven, now I call myself a social media facilitator, been using some new things. Got a weekly internet TV show hosted at livestream.com, free channel, get to broadcast every Friday afternoon at 12:47 p.m. Central Standard Time, on the topic of social media for job search and career success. I hope you have a chance to look at the website, livestream.com/Doug Caldwell, and no spaces, periods, or anything, and take a look at the site there. We have something to say every Friday afternoon for you. And all the shows are recorded, so you can watch all the past stuff there. I'm also into the 3D virtual world of Second Life. When you're trying to facilitate a group, sometimes you need to have your avatar in such an environment as a virtual environment of the Second Life. New experience moving around, especially the flying part. Got to work on flying a little more appropriately as you move around there. And of course, getting the best looking costume. You know, avatar has got to look good. And the third one just came out a few months ago out of South Korea. Is something you can use for blogging interviews, video blogging interviews. Think two talking heads like you see on TV when you're watching the news, that sort of thing. Website is Wetoku, WETOKU.com, WETOKU.com. Free account, just have a webcam, set up a date and time with your person you're going to interview, assuming they've got a webcam as well. Send them a link, click on it, and you're good to go. Best to wear headphones, I found. Prevents the feedback. Anyway, take a look at Wetoku for doing informational interviews, posting it on your blog or your website, and lots of other social media, and flatter the person that you're interviewing. Or get into 3D virtual worlds of Second Life or something suitable like that. Learn how to navigate, learn how to fly, and figure out how to make that right impression. A lot of Fortune, a number of Fortune 500 companies are using it. And the first one I mentioned, get yourself a internet TV channel. I'm using Livestream, but there are several others out there, and I'm sure you'll find one that's suitable for the interest of your audience. So take a look at them, and I'll see what it does to help me find that best next opportunity sooner than later. Thank you. Bye for now.
This is Israel Weiser. I'm an international sales, marketing, and business development professional, and I'm currently working at a nanotechnology company based in Nes Ziona, Israel. Before starting, I wanted to give a quick thanks to Jacob for the opportunity to post this podcast as part of his first ever JobMob Reader Appreciation Week. Keep up the good work, Jacob. And now to my job search success story. I moved to Israel a year and a half ago from the US. I'm originally from Mexico. I came to Israel with 11 years of consumer product experience from top international companies. As soon as we decided to move to Israel, which was a year plus before we actually moved, I started to reach out to people I didn't really know that were about 2 or 3 degrees of separation from me. And I slowly started to build a strong network of professionals. And it was amazing the help I got from organizations such as Nefesh B'Nefesh, family members, friends. They're all very helpful, trying to tell me, well, I know someone in Israel that might interest you and might give you some tips, might give you some things to understand the job market in Israel, marketing in Israel, etc. And I also used LinkedIn extensively, which helped tremendously, and some other social network sites. I guess it's a good opportunity now to thank them all. All the people that have been helping me out on my move here, looking for a job. So thanks for your unconditional help and for making this move to Israel a reality for me. Before I actually moved, I did a pilot trip about half a year before the move, and it was 2 weeks of back-to-back informational interviews and meetings. I met a lot of the people I already started to network with over the phone and over the internet, and that also gave me a good feel on whether there's a chance for me to find a good job here in Israel and something I would like. I continued to have chats and interviews over the phone once I was back in the US, and to be honest, it was hard work. Then we moved here, and after the move, now the real interviews started. I'm saying real because now I'm here, and every employer understands that now it's for real. I'm looking for a job, and I'm here. And it took 3 months until I found a very good job as a marketing manager at a well-established importer and distribution of consumer products. And it's funny, but I actually met my boss about 2 years before moving to Israel, when I was not even thinking about moving, and we just kept in touch. And that's the beauty of networking. It's just keeping in touch with people, and you never know when one is gonna need the other, and that's what we are here for. So it was funny that 2 years after, then I was working for him. It's again, it was a lot of work, but I try to throw all of those hours into building a network, and I keep it up to date so that those hours don't go to waste. And now, after half year at this work, things just didn't work well, and that's a topic for a whole new podcast or another discussion or blog. However, I found myself looking for a new job again, and yes, back to the hard work of looking for a job. I started to do some freelancing in marketing consulting and business development / sales, and at the same time that I was that I started a whole new round of interviews and meetings, and I'm actually continuing to do some of those marketing consulting and business development sales freelance projects as a full time. And this time, the economic situation was even worse. So it was a tough one. About 2 months ago, I started to work as a sales and business development manager at this nanotechnology company I mentioned before. You might ask yourself, what is someone with 11 years of experience in consumer products, experience in marketing, now doing at a nanotech company, which is all business-to-business sales position? Well, I went through a discovery phase after leaving my 6 months job. And I realized that my strengths that differentiated me as a great marketer in the US, they are still valuable. However, I was at a disadvantage in a completely different market, different language, and different corporate culture. Budget levels, resources are just completely different here in Israel. Things work differently. So I found that some of my skill sets were not being utilized here. So I had time. I reinvented myself. I looked at my strengths, and I looked at what made me unique in this job market, the Israeli job market. And I went after companies and jobs that matched that description. So that's how I came into that nanotechnology company. I do have a chemical engineering background education, in addition to a master's in business. So the technical science behind my products, they're very entertaining, and it's actually good to exercise some of the well-rested neurons that I have in terms of chemical engineering. Never in my life I was able to utilize all my language skills at work, and by all my languages I mean all of them: Hebrew, English, Spanish. I'm even using Yiddish at my work sometimes. And now my marketing experience, it's still being used. Now it's been applied to the business-to-business industry. All that I learned about selling plans, ideas, and strategies internally now has been transforming to selling, but products to outside customers. And you remember about those two rounds of hard work that I had to find a good job? Well, it's now paying out too. All the selling I did about my skill sets and about what I can do for a company, all the networking, the communication skills, they just became stronger, and now at work I'm able to use those. And one never knows when the hard work is going to pay out until it really does. So today I'm happy at this relatively new job. I'm saying relatively because it's about 2 months since I started there, but in Israel 2 months can be seen as a long-term thing. Just kidding. So I'm utilizing my marketing, sales, and business skills and education together with my chemical engineering base, and I'm using all my languages. What else can I ask for in a job? And I consider it to, I think it was a successful job hunt, and I'm looking forward to a fruitful relationship with this new company. And that's it. That's my story. I hope you enjoyed the story. And this was Israel Weiser podcasting for the first ever JobMob Reader Appreciation Week. Thanks and happy job search.
Hi again. I hope that you enjoyed those job seekers search or job search stories from job seekers. Thanks to Israel Weiser, Doug Caldwell, and Natasha Schein for sharing their stories with us. If you'd like to submit your own story for a future job mob podcast about job search stories, not too easy to say all those words together, then there's an easy URL for you to visit with your browser. It's jobmob.co.il/voice. And on that page, you'll see a nice click to record button, which you can click, start talking into your microphone, and record your story, which when you're done will automatically be sent to me so I can use it in an upcoming Job Mob podcast. If you'd like to hear any other Job Mob podcasts in the Job Mob podcast archive, There's also an easy URL for that too. It's jobmob, jobmob.co.il/podcasts, PODCASTS. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye now.